This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to students, listen to parents.
Oh, we're seniors. This is our year to slack off.
Okay.
Bueller.
Empower us.
The best anti-poverty program around is a world-class education.
This is the civil rights issue of our era.
Next week, we're beginning a series looking into the state of higher education and all the disruptions of the college experience that are on the horizon. But we're going to kick it off by taking your questions about how to pay for college. Whether you're a student, a parent, or a graduate facing a mounting pile of debt, we want to hear from you. Send us any questions you might have about taking out loans, how much is too much, financial aid, anything. Your questions and comments have already been pouring in. Many of you wanted to know what you should be doing to help your children afford to go to college. From Fort Lauderdale, Florida, my son is 10, and my husband does not believe in savings. I just started working. Is it too late, she asks. My son has his heart set on Princeton. Good luck with that.
This is Holly in Portland, Oregon, and we've got two children, 11 and 8, and each have about $60,000 so far put away in some 529 plans. And we're just wondering, assuming if they go away to state college or just living on campus on a regular in-state tuition type situation, how much will they need? We think that might handle about a half of it.
Hi, this is Andrew from California. I was just wondering, with the changes in everything, healthcare and also saving and interest, what's a good monthly and annual investment for a newborn in 2015 to pay for all their college's costs and all their college expenses, books and everything, based on current rates and assumed inflation?
And once your kids are in college, many of you wanted to know how to manage the loans and financial aid responsibly.
Hi, my name's Mary, and I'm wondering whether an 18-year-old without a credit history or income should be taking out a loan for $150,000 or more. And if they do, what kind of questions should they be asking before they take out such a loan?
Hi, this is Deirdre from Glenwood Landing. I am confused about financial aid. People have told me that you should not put too much money in your children's name, like in a 529, because you'll get less financial aid. And my second question is financial aid based on how much you make or how much you have saved?
Hi, this is Matt from Austin, Texas. How do the loan institutions, colleges, and lawmakers expect students to make some future-oriented financial decisions when they have not been taught basic finance and economics before they enter that stage of life? It should be considered criminal and predatory the way the young people are coerced into taking such a large debt burden at the age of 18 without being shown viable career alternatives outside of college.
Terry from Portland, Oregon. I'm just wondering what, if any, new legislation regarding student loans has happened. You know, I hear a lot of conversation about it on different media, but I'm not sure that anything has actually changed. So I'd love to know if there's actually any new legislation that would help students.
And those of you struggling to go back to school as adults or trying to manage your own student debt, Portland, Oregon, will I still be able to pay off my own debt? I only have 4 years until my children will be in college, and I'm still paying for my own debt. Is there any kind of relief, forgiveness? I'm desperate. Our bill for loans strangles us.
Hi, this is Sharon Green in Wareham, Mass. I'm 47 years old. I currently attend University of Phoenix, and I've had a lot of problems trying to find active scholarship for single mothers that are on disability and are almost 50. So I know they're out there, but whenever I apply for them, I get phone calls back stating that they're not doing this year or they have no funding this year. So if I could get an active list of scholarships, that would be wonderful.
My name is Augustine Kanjia. I live in Worcester, Massachusetts. I am a student and my son a college student too. I came as a refugee some 4 years ago. My wife's salary and mine cannot do anything to support our home. We are virtually always needy. We suffered as refugees in the Gambia, and with the joy of our resettlement in America, I am ending up in loans. Did I come to freedom or continuation of poverty and loan?
Who do we give those questions to? Well, our friend Beth Kobliner will be joining us, financial journalist and member of President Obama's Advisory Council on Financial Capability for Young Americans. She'll be taking these questions. Call us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or visit us at our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetakeaway.